Jimmy Krause, Pashas, Taruma.
You're on.
First of all, I'd like to thank Nachum David, all the Eskonim involved, got the chutz to speak in front of Choshua Sibyl. And by Emes today, Dafka, I've got to thank the Olam who came. Because Bishleim, I came, you know, Shetach, I'm not going to come. And my picture's up there. So, again, the Olam all come, Amish in snow and sleet, they all come, Moise and Nefesh, for Torah, it's Gavaldi Gazach. There's a Shaila, a very interesting Shaila. As one of the many, many Shailas that came through Zilberstein, he seems to have a Siyat Yishmaet, have all very interesting Shailas. The Shaila is as follows. There's a man who was going in his car, already going out of town on the motorway, and then he gets a phone call. Shetach's not on the phone like that, but he's speaking on the phone. And his wife says to him that she hasn't got the key to the house. She hasn't got the key to the house. She can't get into the house. She could go to her mother, but she didn't want to disturb her mother. Mother's on the other end of town, and also for her it's a big tircha. Can he come back? No. So what's the Shaila? It's not a Shalom Bayis lecture here. What's the Shaila? Shaila is that he had already said Tfilas HaDerech. He already been Yotzal HaDerech. He's already said Tfilas HaDerech. And he said the Shem Hashem. But Emes is the main Shaila isn't saying the Shem Hashem, because it's a Tchina, Yirotzu. But it's the last bit, the last part, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeh Tefilo, that's the Gantz Shaila. That's the Ike Shaila. The Shaila of a Brocha Levatala. So is, now the Shaila is.
The Masi went on the way, what's the Shaila? He said to us,
so what's the Shaila? Oh. So first we have to deal with what Rabbi Ram's asking.
He's called Behem Tehri, at the time
he
said it.
Oh, we'll have to deal with, also Rabbi Ram. Yeah, we'll have to deal, so there are two stardom here. So first of all, we have to understand what exactly is the Shaila. So it's very interesting, first we'll have to understand a bit, the halachas of Tefillas HaDerech. When does one start saying Tefillas HaDerech? And for what does he say Tefillas HaDerech? It could be there's two different sections, because for what he said Tefillas HaDerech might be a long journey, but when did he start saying Tefillas HaDerech might be earlier. So as I say, the Gemara says, as a person should say Tefillas HaDerech, Mishor, from the time Shemahalich B'derech, that he's going on the way. And we'll see exactly what that means. He starts saying Tefillas HaDerech. That means the starting line from when he can say Tefillas HaDerech is from when he embarks on his journey. Question is, what do you call embarking on a journey? Starting the journey. That's Erech Shizach. And then the Gemara says, Ad Kamel. How much? That means, positive Pshat is, how much does he have to travel? In other words, very good, he started on a journey, but what type of journey? If he goes from Stanley Road to Lee Street, he's going on a journey, but for that journey, he didn't say Tefillas HaDerech. What did he have to say Tefillas HaDerech for? She said, Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Chista, Ad Parsa. In other words, the minimum journey has got to be, a Parsa. A Parsa is 4 mil, a mil is 2,000 amma, so that's 8,000 amma. And Parsa, it means we take on, it means going outside this town. That means within the town, you don't really say Tefillas HaDerech. But going outside the town, if the journey is a Parsa, 8,000 amma, for such a journey, he says Tefillas HaDerech. So first of all, for such a journey, he says Tefillas HaDerech. If it's less than that, he doesn't say Tefillas HaDerech. Because that won't be sucking for less than that to say Tefillas HaDerech. But it's got to be L'chol HaPochis, 8,000 amma. Now, however, the question is, when can he start saying it? In fact, ideally, it's best to say it in the first parser. In other words, like this. He starts off his journey coming straight out of town. Out of town, Mishwara says, is you take 70 and a bit amma from the last house. But that is not yet a parser. That is the pshat in Mishor, Shemahalich Baderach, from when he goes on the way. So he's allowed to start saying it. In fact, he should perhaps say it from when he starts the journey. But the question is, how long is that journey? How long is the journey? The minimum for the journey. So the minimum of the journey is a parser, 8,000 amma. So this is a shaila. This person is going in the car, and he gets a phone call, and he said to Willis HaDerech, Mishor Shemahalach B'derech, from when he went on the way. So from when he went on the way, That's, he was lechatchila, and he said tefillah sederach. Lechatchila you should do it as soon as you can, as soon as the chiyuv starts. But the journey for which he said it for is going to be a journey of the length of a passer. So he hasn't yet driven a passer.
Right, somebody goes by regga, would have been a passer.
Sorry?
Somebody goes by regga, somebody goes by foot. He's already done it. He would have done a passer.
No, it means a passer from the last house. Within Manchester.
He's going to get a car.
Oh, you mean how did he answer the mobile?
Sorry, hands free phone.
Hands free phone, yeah. So the minute he leaves Manchester, he said to Willis a Derek. But the minimum journey is a parser. And the Chatzchili should say from the minute he leaves, just outside the Emeralds of Manchester.
I mean, of course, the thing is, you'll never meet Willis and Derek, I might get an emergency call, I have to come back. So, of course,
it's only a very good point. Derek Agar was very interesting to know that Bidi Eved, there is a Taz. The Taz learned, Mishor Shemahalech Baderech, from when you embark the journey, you mean from when you get the case ready, into the car. The Taz holds, you get ready to go on the journey, even if you're in town, but you're knowing you're going out of town, you know that you're going for a passer, you start saying to Willis and Derek from when you start your journey. But the Mishmaru is not Machriah like that, he says, Avad Gavish, you shouldn't do that. But it seems that Bidi Eved, if you say to Willis and Derek already so early, but you can't say to Willis and Derek again with a bracha. Now the question is, it's very interesting to know why Taka do you say to Willis, so how do it? Why do you say to Willis Aderech the minute you start the journey? But the journey's got to be Lecholapach is a passer. So I would have thought, and why does the Taz say you say it already from when you start? So I would have thought it's on the lines that Pshat is whenever you make a bracha, we know there's a halacha, bracha's got to be over Lasiyasam. So it's got to be within proximity of, let's say, Netilas Lulav, it's got to be within proximity of Netilas Lulav. So something on that lines, you're going on a journey, you have to make the bracha, the tchina, within a reasonable proximity to what it applies to, what it's relevant to. So it's relevant to a journey, it's got to be within proximity to the journey. So the Taz of Galton, that's enough relationship to the journey if you already say it from when you leave home. But the other Achrenim, the Magen Avraham, and all the other Achrenim with the Mishnah Berurah is Machrielite, they say, no, it's better, you should say it from when you leave the environs of the town. So now, going back to the Shaila, this person had already left the town, but he had not driven yet a parcel. She had said to Bilat HaDerech, but he had not yet driven a parcel. Is it now a Shaila like this? Perhaps he shouldn't go back home.
That was the trouble. That was the trouble.
Zot Reb Chaim said it. Very good. So Reb Chaim saying his das was tshuva. What was the thing like that? The pshat is perhaps a journey. He's saying it's already cheskas kana. He's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. You're saying that he's doing the right thing. So Reb Chaim is saying that if a person has done the right thing, then it's not a brocha levatola. It's all comes out.
If you make
your differences
over them, for some reason or other, you can't eat. It's not
brocha levatola. Gewaldig, gewaldig. Rav Dovin Moshe's mamash helps to me, as mamash, that's a shared shuva, brings a ritzvah from Chulin. It's interesting enough, it's not a mishabura. It's brought a shared shuva from ritzvah and Chulin. So we'll come to that. Yeah, we'll come to it. So we've got a combination, a few stodim here, all leading to the same thing, and we have to know what the definition of bracha levatola is. So it's very interesting. There's a chazanish, the chazanish says, every time we learn in the Gemara about kedushi tos, you got a kedushi tos is like a mecha tos, that someone made a kedushin, and it came out years later, it could be years later, the Gemara always talks about it, the years later it came out, it was a kedushi tos. And sometimes, in fact, the chazal make it kedushi tos, could call it, so sometimes the Chazal themselves have decided we're going to make it Kedushi Toys, and it's going to be a Kedushi Toys Lemafre. That means retrospectively, we're going to call it no more Kedushin, and even at the time when it did Kedushin, it wasn't a Kedushin. Chazal have got a Koyach, and sometimes it came out like that. So the main shal is, what will be with the din with the Brocha? He made the Brocha at the time of Kedushin. Is that Brocha, Brocha Levatola? So the Chazanish says, Mamash what you said, Reb Chaim, that what is the idea, what's the concept of Brocha Levatola? The concept of Brocha Levatola is as follows. A Brocha Levatola means you're making a Brocha without any without any reverence, without any aim of the era. You're doing it with a zilzal, with a disparaging way of a manner of approaching the bracha. You make the bracha with a full kavana, with a richtige way as approach, the proper approach, with a proper reverence, which is applicable to bracha, then it's not bracha levatole. If later on it came out retrospectively that it wasn't the right thing for what you made the bracha, nevertheless the bracha is not bracha levatole. The Chazon Ish says that mekedusha toys. And the Achronim apply that by a very famous mission. There's a mission in Pesachim which talks about if you made challah, and then you want to be shoyel on the challah. So the Mishnah speaks about it, the Gemara speaks about it. Can you and it's a Gemara, a Mishnah, that you can retrospectively be shoyel on your Hafroshes challah. So you made the Hafroshes challah on Tuesday. On Wednesday, you want to be sure, you want to usurp that brush as challah, and you've retracted. You've thought it over, you said you don't want that as challah, and you want to start all over again. So that means you made challah, you retrospectively want to make it ois challah. So the question is, okay, the Mishnah says you can, the Gemara says you can. Shoyel al brush as challah. But the question is, all the Achreinim Mas, it's all very well from the point of challah. What about the brocha? You made the brocha. You made a Sheikh Shem, the Swiss Lavana, al brush as challah. You made a brocha, Baruch Atah Hashem is a brocha. And you made a brocha on Afrosh's challah, that comes out, it's a brocha levatola. So the Achreinim explained, based on the Chazon Ish, that is not a brocha levatola. Why? Because like Reb Chaim says, that at the time you made Afrosh's challah, you made it with all the full kavanas, and you made it sincerely, and you made it with the right intention. If later on it came out, it wasn't necessary, but that's not called a brocha levatola, because you made it with the full reverence, the full aim of the era, the way to approach a brocha. And Behemoth is, Reb David Moshe explained, that it's a Sharet Shuvah, very interesting idea, as a Sharet Shuvah brings from a Ritva in Chulim. And the Ritva in Chulim said like this, if someone washed his hands, not saying Chathchila wants to line it, but something happened, he couldn't. He washed his hands, he said, Alna Til Shadayim, he's ready to eat bread. And the Ritva goes as far to say, V'nimlach, he himself retracted. He thought it over, he didn't want to eat the bread. So now the question is, very well, he didn't want to eat the bread. That's very nice of him. He didn't want to make a mitzvah, he didn't want to eat the bread. However, it's going to come out that it's a bracha levatola of Netzilat Yadayim. He says, Asher kitchon v'shchoyse v'shvon al Netzilat Yadayim. It's come out a bracha levatola. So the Shara Tshuva brings b'shem the Ritva, and it's not a bracha levatola. Why? Because when he washed al Netzilat Yadayim, he did it with a full kavana, the richtige kavana. There was no disparagement there. There was no zilzal. He was not treating the bracha lightheartedly. He did it with the full aim of the year, with the full reverence, the right approach, and therefore it's not a bracha levatola.
Even though he is mevatar, he himself is mevatar.
Yeah, that's the chiddush. Now I don't know if in halacha we go as far as that chatchile can do it, because interesting, it's a sharet shuvah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to bring it, but you're right. It's based on the Ritva. Lechatchile, I don't think we rely on that. But let's say b'di'evit it happened, perhaps we can rely on it. So the same thing here. This is a b'di'evit. He never wanted his wife to phone. She phoned. He didn't phone her. She phoned him. It's b'di'evit. Now she's asking him a grace to her. So now b'di'evit, the chatzchili shouldn't go back on his journey. B'di'evit, can he go back in such a circumstance? It's a b'di'evit. So based on the Chazon Ish and based on the Ritva, it was brought in the Sharet Shuvah, it's not a bracha levatola. So v'adik of this l'chatzchila, one should not rely on it. But b'di'evit, one could...
When he goes back on the journey
again, it's not a chiyuv. So he has to say like this. This shaila was, with a mind, he's going to go back, and he's not going to go back the same day. He's going to go back tomorrow. So he's usurped the whole tefillah of derech. Anoch hanami, Rabbi Avraham's asking, that is, if he goes back again, it's not such a bracha levatola. Because for instance, you go on a journey and you stop in the middle for 2 hours and you carry on. That's where the Sederach goes for the whole day. Yeah. So you could say the same thing. It's Philip Sederach, but the evidence is going to go back, then go back again. So it's not the Vatala. So obviously the whole Shaila is, of Rav Zilberstein is, he spells it out, Mamish what you said. He said the whole Shaila is in a circumstance where he goes back and he's going to stay there in town the whole day. And what happens tomorrow is the new Parshas, the Panim Chadoshes. Yeah.
So Mela
at night. If someone goes here, goes out of town by day, comes back at night, did you make it again on the journey back?
It was the same day, same 24 hours, yeah.
No, I'm saying it's night. You don't say that. Was it a different day because it's the day before, now it's
night? No, don't say. You don't say. It's only if you sleep overnight, then it's a different thing. Sleep overnight in a hotel, whatever, a house, then it's like a new day. But otherwise, no, it's a continuation. Well, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about it, but the whole day is continuation. So all even if you stop for 2 hours. Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting. Rabbi Avraham Motzko, the Ger Rebbe Zatzal, he had a Kisrei, a Ksovim of Rabbi Chaim Vital, and he had as follows. Very interesting. He states, a Yosef Tzadik sent a Shliach after the Shittei Kar, and he states in the Potter, he wanted to catch the Shvatim and bring them back to Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says like this, Mem Dalad, Pasuk Dalad, Heim Yotsu Esoir. They went outside the city, Lo Yerchiku. They didn't go very far. Why did I say they didn't go very far? V'yosef Omar Yosef Lashar Al-Beisoi, Come, go, Radev Achre Anoshim. V'savtum and catch them up, V'matu Lehem, Lo Mishlam Tanar Tachtuvi. So the Shail is, Reb Chaim Vital asks, why does it say Lo Yerchiku? Why is it Lo Yerchiku? So Reb Chaim Vital, it seems Reb Chaim Vital answers, and he said this was in the Kitzur Yad, he answers that Yosef was worried that they said to Filas HaDerech. If they said to Filas HaDerech, they will be ensured that no Pegara will come to them, and therefore he won't be Matzliach and sending a Shliach to catch them up. Therefore he wants to ensure they haven't yet said to Filas HaDerech, and therefore he stresses in the Pasuk Lo Yerchiku, they didn't distance themselves too far, so they hadn't yet said to Filas HaDerech. Yeah, sounds not like the Taz, because the Taz, oh, Ravidas up good. And like the Taz, come to the Taz already from when you bought the journey set. So here it sounds not like the Taz. Oh, very good, yeah. This occurred to me now, yeah. Oh, so there's a Maisa with Rabbi Chonon Wasserman. Rabbi Chonon Wasserman was on a ship, and there was an Askan, a from Askan, was also on the ship. And this ship, in the middle of the journey, starts, there was a storm, a tremendous storm. And there was danger, and everyone was in danger. And eventually the storm calmed down. At the end of the journey, the Askan, although the Askan didn't really speak at all to Rabbi Chonon, but they were on the same ship. At the end of the journey, the Askan came to Rabbi Chonon and said, What do you say about this terrible storm that happened? So Rabbi Chonon Wasserman looks at him and said, storm? He said, I said to Phyllis there at the beginning of the journey, no storm. In other words, if I said to Elizabeth Derech, I'm ensured that no Pegara should come, nothing bad should come. So Selene McCall, no Pegara should come. So no bad things should happen, and the Elizabeth Derech ensures it. It's very interesting. There was once in a taxi, there was a few young lads to meet the Chomim, and they were with a taxi driver, and then they started saying to Elizabeth Derech. And in the Nusach of Tefillah Sederach, you say, Chayis Royce, save us from Chayis Royce, Vaderach, M'chol Menei Faranis, HaMashrach Shidon HaVeloilom. But Chayis Royce, so the taxi driver looked at them with disdain, and he says to them, Chayis Royce, today you have Chayis Royce on the Derach? I never heard of such a thing. So they tried to calm him down, they said, for Joe, Chayis Royce are the Israeli drivers, that's not what means Chayis Royce. So he didn't take that. He was quite serious now. So he wanted to know, what does Chayis Royce mean? And then suddenly, sometime later, a bee came buzzing into the thing. He got the riot off and off, Chayis Royce. It's very interesting. The famous Maisim Rabbi Elulopian, he was on a train, and he said to Willis of Derech, and there were non-from people looking at him with letzonis, they were mocking him. What are you saying this for today in the train? And on the journey, I think the two carriages split apart, split from each other, and they understood that Tfilas HaDerech was very important.
No, the engine of the first coach went through under the bridge, and it disconnected there, and the rest of the train crashed into the bridge.
For all my ideas, I've got... Yeah. Sometimes people say, what am I speaking about here? Torah West, I don't know. I get a lot of help from the oil of it. Yeah. So, is that... Now, another pshat you could say, that there is a pshat suggested, Lo Yerchiku is pshat like this, as the other way around. Yosef Tzadik knew that if they were marked, if they distanced themselves, they already said to Filas HaDerech, and therefore they said to Filas HaDerech, he didn't want to cause them to make a brachal batala. They're allowed to come back. He didn't want to cause them to make a brachal batala. However, one could say an upshot is not. We can ask an upshot because according to Chazon Ish, if you said Tfilas Tederach with the full kavana, you said it with the right approach, there is no bracha levatala. The other hand, you can say no. Perhaps you can only use the Chazon Ish b'diavad, but for Yosef Asadi to cause it lechatchila like that, perhaps you can't say that. Okay. If we're talking about going on a journey, perhaps we could say it's very interesting. We're talking about going on a journey. A very interesting shaila. There was a person, and he was going with. It's always with Israeli taxi drivers. You'll see, you can't be with a guy here. And he decided he wants to do a bit of kirib. He's read all about kirib, so he wants to do a bit of kirib on the taxi driver. And he said to the taxi driver as follows. He said, I'll tell you a nice vart. So the taxi driver said to him, what's a vart? He said, a devout Torah. Oh, okay, tell me a devout Torah. So he told him like this. He said, you take the word Yisrael. Now everyone knows what Yisrael is. Yisrael. And you take the word Yisrael, in each of the letters, the Merumas, the Ovis, Abdei, Shem, and the Emois. Why? Because Yod is Yitzchak Yaakov, Sin is Sora, Reish is Rivka Rochel, Aleph is Avraham, and Lamed is Leah. So all the Ovis, Abdei, Shem, and Emois, all Merumas in the letter. The tax driver was very impressed, he liked it. And then the taxi driver said to him, I'll tell you a nice word. He said, I'll tell you a nice about Torah. Now, how did this taxi driver know about Torah? Because he did journeys between Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim. So he picked up. He picked up quite a lot. And he said, I'll tell you a nice about Torah. So quite a famous about Torah. He said, where is it Merumas in the Torah? Really, where is it Merumas in the word Bereishis, Pidyon HaBen? Oh, so it's a famous word from the Gaon. He said, Ben Rishonach Shloshim Yom Tifta. So, it's very nice. The person felt a sipuk. He felt contented. That this younger man felt contented. He'd done a mitzvah, perhaps taught someone non from Torah. It was Makaribim. But now the shaila is like this: was it right? Was it right? Let's assume that the driver was wearing a cap, so his head was covered. But was it right that he was Makaribim? Because if you tell him a Devar Torah, and he hadn't said Birkas a Torah, is he causing him a Mechshon? But the truth is a very common shaila. People who do all types of kirub, lots of the kirub is done with Torah itself. According to some Gedolim, the main kirub should be with Torah itself. But the problem is that sometimes you tell them, right, we're sitting and learning, now say Birkas a Torah, it can put them off. So you rather approach them with Torah itself, the pure Torah, the Kedushas are Torah, the Ora Torah is Makar of them, but you don't want to put them off by forcing them to say Birkas HaTorah. So the question is that allowed? So very common chance. Now I'm not coming to Paskin, I'm just saying what I've seen. Now obviously everyone's got to ask their Mira Ra. So it's very interesting. Rav Shlomo Zalman declares about the whole idea, what is the essence of Birkas HaTorah. What is Birkas HaTorah? What is the essence of Birkas HaTorah? So Birkas HaTorah, he says, we find very interesting that Noshim, women, state in Sifya Dalet, Simon Memzai, Sifya Dalet, that Noshim do make a brach on Birkas HaTorah. And the question is, why do Noshim say a brach on Birkas HaTorah? Why are they saying a brach on Birkas HaTorah? They're not Mechoyim. Sorry? What? But they're not mechoyev. So you say they're allowed. So there's a bit of a question. It's true, you're right. But one of the questions is that what they're learning Torah is only means sonen. It's not actual Torah like we learn Torah. We learn Torah for the sake of Torah. They learn Torah in order to know the halacha. There's another question as well, because I'll tell you why. Who paskens that women make bench Birkas HaTorah? It's Mechaber himself. The Mechaber himself, in Simon Mem Zayin Sif Yod Dalet, he says that Noshim Mevorchis Birkas HaTorah. That means like this. The women are doing a mitzvah which they're not Mechoyev, but now they decided on a voluntary basis they're going to learn. Therefore, based on that, if they're already going to learn, then they make a bracha. You'd say similarly to Netilas Lulav. Netilas Lulav, they're not mechoyev to shake Lulav, but if voluntarily they want to shake Lulav, they make a bracha. So that would seem to fit in with Sif Yodala, like you said, Rabbi Ram, that now that they're learning, no, they should make a bracha. Noshim Mevorchis Beikas Atayr. The only shail is who says this, the Mechaber. The Mechaber is the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef Paskin, and that's based on that. All the Sfadim is based on that. That a woman who hears Tkiyas Shofar, who shokels Lulav, does not make a bracha. The mitzvah that they do optionally, they do voluntary, they don't make Birkas HaTorah. Therefore, it says, how does that fit in? The Mechaber says, Noshim Mevorchim Birkas HaTorah.
But they're not mechuyavos at all in the Tanis and Lavatim. But at least are mechuyavos to learn what the halacha
they're not mechuyav every day. They're not mechuyav. They're mechuyav. They're not mechuyav there and then, and they could leave it for later. We're mechuyav every second to learn Torah, and in that we're making the chiyav of Torah. They're not mechuyav. If they know everything, you've got a woman who knows everything. She doesn't have to say learn Torah. So it's only a means to an end. They're not actually obliged to learn Torah. If she's got a husband who's going to tell her everything, it's not really obliged. Essentially, it's optional. So the answer is, Briskarov says, that when the whole essence of Birkas HaTorah is not really a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a brocha on the actual Torah, on the beauty of Torah. It's a key, the truth of the Gemara, it's a key Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, which means when I say Torah, how are we going to do the Kenya, say a brocha. So it says, when I could say the name of Torah, because the Mashal says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, the name of Hashem. Who says the name of Hashem is Torah? So Mashal says, all the Kola Torah Kula is made up of Shemus Hashem. Consists of Shemus Hashem. So it consists of Shemus Hashem, therefore it's implied in the Pasuk Shem Hashem Ekra. In fact, the Gemara brings Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. And that tells us, Birkas HaTorah, Men HaTorah. So if so, so when you call out the name of Hashem, then you have to say Birkas HaTorah, and calling out the name of Hashem, any Torah you say is like saying the name of Hashem. And therefore, the Briskarov says, really what it is, when you make a brocha on Torah, you're making a bracha on the beauty of Torah. You're making a bracha on Torah. It's not on the mitzvah, it's on the Torah itself. So if women are already saying Torah, then there's a beauty of Torah, there's Torah itself, you're praising the Torah, you make a bracha on Torah itself, therefore it says in the Mechaber, Noshim Mevorchim Birkas HaTorah. So you have to say like this. Last it also says Asher Kishon. So you're right, it's not last. So it could be Asher Bocha Bonu, the Gemara says, the Mulish of the Bracha, the best of the Bracha. And the main Bracha that's going around is Asher Bocha Bonu, and the rest is sort of subsidiary, Tuffle. Yeah. So we see that Birkas HaTorah is an essential part of Torah itself. However, you want to know like this. If you shake Lulav, and you didn't make the bracha on the Tillis of Lulav, you've got the mitzvah of Lulav. You missed the mitzvah. But there are sometimes circumstances a person can't make a bracha, so he still has to approach it and make a shokel Lulav. The question is, Rav Shlomo Zalman Neubach declares about this, he asks like this, but when you make Birkas HaTorah, is that such an essential ingredient of Torah itself, as without preceding it, with Birkas HaTorah, the Torah itself is lacking, and therefore if you haven't said Birkas HaTorah, even if you're under circumstances you couldn't say Birkas HaTorah, or you didn't say Birkas HaTorah, therefore don't learn Torah, because it's like a matir, he calls it a matir, it's an allowance, that if you don't, it's like a, if you don't say Birkas HaTorah, you can't go further and learn Torah itself. Oh no, it's like Netilas Lulav. Netilas Lulav is a mitzvah. But if you didn't make the bracha, true, you missed the bracha, but the Tillis Lulav itself remains intact. It's a proper mitzvah. And that is the shaila regarding Birkas HaTorah. So when you come, and you want to be Makariv Yid, and you learn Torah with him, and you go to him, and very often he'll ask you questions, so speaking Torah, so you're causing him to say Torah without a bracha. So is the Torah he's learning intact with the full mitzvah? But, yes, he's missing the bracha, or no, the actual Torah you're teaching him, or causing him to learn, or causing him to say, is wrong. That's not Torah. Because it's an essential ingredient of the Torah, is the bracha itself.
Do you know if he said, how do you know if he said bracha is Torah or not?
Oh,
it's right.
You know, you have to assume. But you're right. If you can assume that the person didn't say bracha is Torah, you're right. If you can assume it, then you're not more obliged probably to think otherwise. But if you can assume that he didn't learn to say Birkas HaTorah. You see, he's not very mapping about other things, which are far more severe than that. And he didn't say Birkas HaTorah, so you can assume he didn't say Birkas HaTorah.
Otherwise, you'd stop a lot of
kirim. So Rav Dovid Moshe is saying, what should I say? Obviously, I'm not paskening. Each one should ask the Moira Ra. I saw in the Rav Eliashiv, and it's brought down a few people bring the shame Rav Eliashiv, Shavuot Yitzchak, Rav Zilberstein, they say Rav Eliashiv said, it's not a matter. It's not without saying Birkas Torah, you're not allowed to learn Torah. It's important to say Birkas Torah. It's brought in all the Gemaras and the Dorim and Brochas. It's very important to say Birkas Torah. And it's a big avera not to say Birkas Torah. But nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to say Birkas Torah, but the Torah itself remains intact. And therefore, the Torah is regardless of the bracha. And if you didn't say the bracha, the Torah itself remains intact. And the Torah itself is okay. And therefore, if a person is doing kirim, he can, if he simply can't tell the person to say Birkas Torah, he's allowed to, according to the Rebbe Yashiv, he's allowed to learn Torah with him. And yes, he's missed Birkas Torah, but the actual Torah he's learning with him remains intact, and it's okay. It's like Netilas Lulav without a bracha. There's a very interesting thing. In the Gemara, there's a Maisa, in the Afghim, we're talking about going on a journey. Are there any tefillahs? I wonder, it's very interesting. We find that we don't do it nowadays. And it's brought in a Gemara, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's an interesting Maisa, it happened in the Gemara. It's as follows. The Gemara says that there was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was Omar Rabbi Yossi, that he was once on a journey, and he was scared that people would disturb him while he davens Shemoina Esra. He was perhaps walking by foot, whatever, but he was scared that if he's davening wherever he is on the journey, let's say he stands up and stops and says Shemoina Esra, people will disturb him. It's a language of Shemoina Esra, it's 18 brochas, people might disturb him. So he decided to go into a churva, into a broken down house, which is away from the derech, and therefore, and say Shemoina Esra there. And that's what he did. Rabbi Abraham's a good, what? Yes, Daf Gimel, Brach Daf Gimel, very good. When he came out, he met Eliyahu Novi. And Eliyahu Novi told him that what you're doing is not right. Why is it not right? Because first of all, there's three reasons why you shouldn't go into a churva. One is people could be chushed of his nose. The other is it's a masukan because it might fall down. Another reason is because of shindalas, of mazikin. So you shouldn't have gone in. So he said, but what should I do? It's the overriding factor. I've got a damn Shemoina Esra. Despite all that, what you mentioned, but I've got a damn Shemoina Esra. People will disturb me. So what do I do? So Eliyahu Novi said, why don't you say Tefillah Katsara? Tefillah Katsara. A very interesting thing. What's Tefillah Katsara? So, in fact, it's mentioned in the Mishnah, if tefillah is not shakura b'ficha, there is such a thing as tefillah katsara. What is tefillah katsara? It's havineinu. The tefillah called havineinu is an interesting thing. It's tefillah called havineinu, and you could have said it. It's only seven brochas. Why only seven brochas? Because you say the first three brochas, say the last three brochas, and havineinu encapsulates all the middle brochas, all in one brocha. And you just say a short version based on each bracha, and you start off with after choinin, you don't start with after choinin, it's something to do with after choinin, and you carry on, and you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, and it's very short, and it's short and concise. And you should have said that, because this was important, you should not have entered the churva. And the truth is, it's brought down in halacha.
You have to repeat the Shemoina
Esra. No, not by Havineinu. By Havineinu, you're not mechuyim. By you're talking about Shara Rabban, but by Havineinu, you're not. You're not mechuyim to repeat the Shemoina Esra.
Because
he
said it in the chod, was to repeat the Shemoina Esra.
Sorry?
Yeah, because he said it in the chod, never stabbed the whole Shemoina Esra. Because he did it when it was not correct, because he should repeat the Shemoina Esra.
Oh no! It means that it was zicha, okay. But you shouldn't have done it in the first place. It wasn't mivatel Shemoina Esra. You shouldn't have done it in the first place. That's pshat. You shouldn't have done it in the first place. So the question is not only that it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch as follows: Simon Kuf Yod, person going on a journey. B'shas Atchak Kagoy, for instance, Shubaderech. This is Simon Kuf Yod Sivalev. Oyshaya Oymei B'mokim Shutorot. And he's scared that people will interrupt him, or he can't daven b'kavona. He can't daven b'kavona, he feels the day's too disturbed. There's too much on that day. Too much on in the office that day. then he can't daven the Tefillah Arucha, he's allowed to daven the Avineinu. And there's a whole nusach which you see in the Torah. Torah is based on the Gemara. It can say Avineinu. The question is, we do not see it nowadays. So it's brought in the Gemara. Eliyahu Novi Kapaskin Dazoy. It's Kapaskin the Gemara later in Daf Chav Tes on Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Sim Kuf Yud. And it's called Avineinu. Sometimes the Gemara calls it Tefillah Katzara.
It's printed in the Authorized Daily Prayer Book in that
synagogue. I did hear someone told me in the school he went, which was dealing with the broad community, they used to say Avineinu. But the question is, why do we not see it? And the Taki told me it's in the Singer's Prayer Book. So the truth is very interesting. The Chofetz Chaim himself asks a shaila, and he asks like this. He doesn't bring any riots at first. He asks, almost like saying, if we're not Navim, we're B'nai Navim. The minig Yisrael is, we do not say Avineinu. I've never come into Machzik Das, never been in Yeshivas at Deutsches, where sometimes they do a Hoicha Shemona Esra, Hoicha Kedusha, and they don't, no one says Avineinu. You don't see anyone Avineinu. When you go on journey to go on the airplane, we don't see anyone says Avineinu. Despite all the disturbances that are going on, the travels of everyday, what's happening, we don't say Avineinu, we don't find it. So Chofetz Chaim himself asks, why do we not find it? Isaac Paskin, Eliyahu Novi Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Sim Kuf Yud, Sif Aleph, why do we never see this Avineinu? So he says, this is what you said, one of the swans is Chedez Azoy. What's the reason why you say Avineinu? Because you can say seven brochas be Kavana. The first three, the last three, and the middle one. So you say be Kavana. Because the other, you can't say be Kavana. Shimon has said, any time I feel I can't say Shemona Esra B'Kavano, I'm going to say Avineinu. It says, Antikasaiti, if you can't daven B'Kavano, you can say every single day Shachman Chamayrib, you'll always be saying Avineinu, I'll be usurped completely the whole proper Nusach of Shemona Esra. Therefore, it's Minig Yisrael, Minig Yisrael Tori, as we don't say Avineinu. And that's actually why we find we don't say Avineinu.
Very nice. Never had a seat to ever get the house.